In 1946, Bikini Islanders relocated voluntarily in the belief that they would be able to move back home fairly soon. The U.S. then exploded 23 nuclear weapons there. One was Castle Bravo, a hydrogen bomb equivalent to 7,000 Hiroshima bombs. The declaration designated Bikini as a U.N. World Heritage Site reads, in 3, 2, 1. In 1946, Bikini Islanders relocated voluntarily in the belief that they would be able to move back home fairly soon. The U.S. then exploded 23 nuclear weapons there. One was Castle Bravo, a hydrogen bomb equivalent to 7,000 Hiroshima bombs. The declaration designating Bikini as a UN World Heritage Site reads in part, "The atoll symbolizes the dawn of the nuclear age, despite its paradoxical image of peace and of earthly paradise." At the moment, no more than half a dozen caretakers live on Bikini. Most work as guides for scuba divers who descend from posh liveaboard boats to explore the wrecks of, among others, the aircraft carrier USS Saratoga and the Japanese battleship Nagato. An upbeat assessment by Lawrence Livermore Labs in 2012 concluded that the island could be made safe to live on, but there's no money for a cleanup and apparently little interest from Bikini Islanders to move to a home very few of them have ever seen. Most now live in either Majuro, the capital of the Marshall Islands, or on the small island set aside for them, Kili. U.S. government compensation provides each $550 a year, but by law the Resettlement Trust Fund can only be used in the Marshall Islands. As Kili and other low-lying islands face rising waters, the Bikini Council wants Congress to allow that money to be used for relocation elsewhere, primarily to the United States. For Hawaii Public Radio, this is Neil Conan with the Pacific News Minute.